The village of Memramcook is inviting local residents to a public meeting next week to hear about two potential infrastructure projects in the planning stage: a new community center attached to the Abbey Landry School and a recreation center beside the Memramcook Valley Golf Course. Here's Village Mayor Maxime Bourgeois speaking to CHMA in Sackville earlier this week.
There was quite a lengthy process where council met on several occasions to talk about what are the needs for the in terms of infrastructure. There was a lot of internal discussion as well, and we sort of came up with two different projects that we want to propose to the population.
The meeting takes place at Monument Lefebvre on Thursday, February 6, starting at 6 p.m., with a presentation beginning at 7 p.m. Bourgeois says a new community center would feature space for community organizations.
So one community center that would actually be attached to the school. So it would be built, if you're in the road facing the school, it would be built on the right-hand side of the school. So that's sort of like, so we want to connect the community center to the school by a sort of like a walkway. And also, for example, we would really like to see both libraries being merged, like the public library and the school library, so more resources for everybody's going to the library. Also maybe have a space with for all the community organization and things like that.
The recreation center would have a larger gathering space and be located next to the community-owned Memramcook Valley Golf Course.
So it's a way to have, yes, a new clubhouse, because our clubhouse is not really functioning, but it's also a way to have a room that it can accommodate up to 300 people for weddings, banquets, things like that. Long-term plan, it would also be to have maybe like e-bikes or snowshoes, maybe even cross-country skis to rent. We just want to really promote outdoor activities by having a 365-day center. Think of maybe like the Rotary Park in Dieppe, for example, something similar to that. And at the same time, we're sort of doing the land. We're planning to do the landscape of the recreational center as well, to encourage people to use the Parc Le Blanc. So it's a municipal park that's just beside the golf course, and it's not underutilized, but we definitely want to promote it and promote people to do outdoor activities and things like that. So.
Bourgeois says the event on February 6th will be an opportunity to talk about preliminary plans and get feedback on the projects. He's not certain whether both projects would be able to be built at the same time.
I think the objective is to really just have a plan, because if you don't have a plan, you can't apply for projects when there's funding from the federal government or even provincial government. So right now we just sort of assessed the needs of the community, came up with those two municipal infrastructure, and it really depends, for example, how fast we can negotiate with the school to make this happen, because the property itself, where we would want to build the community center, is owned by the Minister of Education, Department of Education. So it really depends what kind of negotiation we're going to have with them. We did apply for funding from the federal for our recreational center. So it also depends if we do get the funding. If so, how fast we are able to, to get that funding.
Bourgeois says the village is already consulting stakeholders and partners, including the Francophone South School District and Minister of Education, regarding the proposed community center.
So we are sort of discussing the plans and to see where it's going to take us. The one at the closer to golf course could possibly go faster, because the property is already ours. We own the property, so if we do get federal funding, for example, that project could take off a bit faster. But it's all in discussion right now.
That's Memramcook Village Mayor Maxime Bourgeois speaking to CHMA this week in Sackville. The public meeting takes place at Monument Lefebvre on Thursday, February 6, starting at 6 p.m., with a presentation beginning at 7.
This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.